You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The mitzvah is v'ahavta le'racha kamocha. This is the easiest mitzvah, that to love your fellow Jew. So now here, what exactly mean when he says kamocha? It should say v'ahavta le'racha. What does kamocha means? Kamocha? Like yourself? What does that mean?
What you don't want for yourself, don't do for him.
That's obvious. That's very... No, but the point of here is, if everybody's suitable to love his fellow Jew, can everybody do it? It's for everybody, or there's a category?
It's for everybody. There's no category, no condition.
You sure?
Yes.
Who told you? You have a connection with Hashem. So now here, the point that Tzadok Moshe has to mention kamocha, that means the value that you give to yourself. Like, let's say a gambler, is it permitted to love other people?
Didn't he become there like himself? No good.
It's permitted?
No.
I thought you said it's for everybody. Hashem told you. No? You changed your mind?
Gambler is not a kosher thing.
So you can't? Or alcoholic? No, it says kamocha. So if somebody likes to gamble, so he looks for people that also they gamble,
yes.
No?
Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, they ambush against the dealer.
So whatever they do. But the point of matter here is, when the Torah says kamocha, mentally and physically, you have to be in the right state, and you have to be healthy to be permitted to love other Yehudi. But if you're doing things that you're not supposed to do, we don't let you to love other Yehudi. Because you are? No, you're dangerous. You're dangerous. You're dangerous. That means you have the habit that is very destructive, so you should stay away. You have to be in quarantine. You have to... No, get him out. So that's what the kamocha means. Kamocha means if you're in a state that mentally, physically, you have character deficit that needs to be worked on, first you have to fix yourself, then you're permitted to have contact with other Yehudi. Not at all, but at least 100%. No, we don't expect too much from you. You know, just 100% is fine. Rabbeinu Ariel Kadosh, Zechuto Mareh Aleinu, he has added a request, like every morning, that before we start our tefillah, say, Harini Mekabel Alai, Mitzvah, Aseh, the Dayah command, V'ahavta le'racha kamocha, V'ani ne'ohev, Kol Yisrael, K'nafshi u'modi. You say that in your before your tefillah?
Yes.
You say that? What's the use to say that? Do you believe in it when you say it? Say no.
No.
Say no?
Why you say it if you don't believe it?
No, just say no.
No, no.
I told you, you don't believe it. Why you love everybody? Where is there such a thing? Why you say such a thing? But before we get to that, why Rabbeinu Ari in Shari Kavanot means that you have to say, Hanini Mekayem, I believe that this man after why you have to say this before you do tefillah? Why? What's the use?
You bring yourself in the right state of mind to to do the tefillah. If you have negative thoughts and you start reading the tefillah, it's all nonsense.
You don't like somebody, you cannot do shacharit.
Physically, you could not like somebody, but the neshama of that person is Hashem.
One more time. You don't like somebody, you don't like your neighbor, you don't like your brother. No, you cannot do shacharit, yes. You're exempt. Yeah?
Yes.
No?
What do you get out of not liking it?
Why not?
No. It's just a simple question. We're not getting to the details now. You don't like somebody. Who do you find that loves everybody, is good with everybody, smiles at everybody? Huh?
Yeah, I know.
How many people you know that they smile at home? So Sheikh Yanu Rimanu Yan Lazman Azeh. Who do you know? Where is such a thing? Why Harabra? Why Rabbanu Ariya Kadosh? He says before you start Tiflat Shacharit, you have to accept the mitzvah after Achol Kamocha. Why?
Cannot go and do your tefillah with broken machine. You are a broken machine if you are like that.
Why?
Yeah.
No, there is no such a thing that you find somebody that he is in a good relationship with everybody. There is no such a thing. There is no such a thing.
You gotta be judged as one.
Say?
In the end, you gotta be judged as one.
Ah, Chazak Baruch. Very nice. So now here, Zohar HaKadosh, and Rabbeinu Harav Shevet Musar brings a very interesting point, that in Zohar HaKadosh brings, after 120 years, they're going to ask you four questions, the main entrance, four questions. So now, one of the four questions is, Himlachta et chaverecha or lo? That means, did you treat your friend like a king or not? King. That's what they're going to ask.
Did you
treat your fellow Jew just like a king?
Oh.
Padishah. Did you give respect to him like a king or not?
No.
No, they're going to let you answer like after 120 years. You don't need to answer now. So now here, Rabbi Ariya Kadosh gives us a quote, and that is, that when you do tefillah, actually, what's your intention? No. When you do tefillah, that means you believe Ribbono Shel Olam is the king. That's why you come to Hashem to do tefillah. Unless you wouldn't, what's the use to do it? So that means you believe Hashem is a king. So Hashem says, if you think I'm a king, did you think of your friend as a king or not? So that means, this mitzvah is a segula for accepting your tefillah. The same way that you have to stand in front of Ribbono Shel Olam like a king, like a melech, malchem lechem kadosh baruch hu. So now Ribbono Shel Olam says that, did you treat your friend as a king or not? So that's what Rabbeinu Ariya Kadosh, he made it easier for us to our tefillah to become accepted. First, you have to have in mind that every Yehudi should be treated as a king, okay, like a melech.
Question, when you don't treat yourself as a king, how do you expect to treat somebody else?
That we covered already. That we explained that already. Yeah, that was the part of the kamocha. So now, here, the mitzvah ends with very interesting message. It says, "V'ahavta l'racha kamocha." Ani Hashem. We know Hashem is Hashem. So why he has to say that you have to love your fellow Jew? Ani Hashem. What's the use? Why Hashem has to tell us that He's the Hashem? Why?
Don't be judgmental against your friend, but it's for Hashem to judge.
Hashem will judge him?
Hashem will judge everybody.
So that means the reason that people Maybe they have some friction with other people. It's because what? That's what? Gava? It's Gava. What is it? They don't believe in Hashem. That's why they don't like somebody else. Yeah? Why people fight with their wives? I mean, you don't know. Why? They have problems with themselves. So now here, Tasha is teaching us a very, very interesting pattern. And that is, that Ribbono Shel Olam says that you have to love your fellow Jew. And the problem that we all have, that becomes very difficult because we believe he did it. He's doing it. He's terrible. He's doing it on purpose. He has gava. So Hashem says, no. Ve'afta l'racha kamocha. Ani Hashem. The reason that he's treating you like this, because I told him. I'm responsible. So that means the remedy to be able to love another Yehudi is that you should believe that that is
everybody, whatever they do, is the plan of Hashem.
That he's only a puppet. Do you hate a puppet?
No.
Can you hate a puppet?
No, we enjoy
it. Who is in charge of the puppet?
Hashem.
The puppet.
The one is not the real.
Who is moving the strings?
Before the scene, the
no, the puppet. The puppet show, who is moving them up and down?
The puppet. Yeah.
The one that
holding the
strings. So now, if the puppet makes face at you, do throw a tomato at him.
No.
No. Who should you throw a tomato at?
The
puppet. The puppetee.
Yeah.
Not the puppet. So, Kam Yachol, if Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, Ani Hashem, I made him to treat you like this. So, would you hate him?
No.
Huh? Exactly. The same way you enjoy the puppet, then you have to enjoy those that you should enjoy those that give you headache, because they're not the cause of the headache. The cause of headache is Ribbono Shel Olam.
Someone that's supposed to fall down is going to fall down no matter what. But you shouldn't fall down from your roof. The reason is that even the person that is puppet and doing the things because Hashem's telling them and it's Sharia from Hashem, they're going to get punished for what they do themselves also.
There's no contradiction.
And good fellow, and make sure that if they're making mistake like we really did last week, we have to make sure that they understand what they're doing is not the right thing.
No, you are interpreting the way you like to interpret it.
No,
yes!
Well, this is
No. What we've seen, there's no contradiction. The one that falls from the roof, you hate him because he fell from your roof?
No.
Answer the question. You don't. So now, when the Torah says that you have to put a roof, that he would not fall from the roof, what's the intention of the Torah? What is it trying to tell you?
I didn't get the question,
though. If somebody falls from your roof, so then you hate this guy that fell from your roof?
No, if you has to shalom someone that you know falls from somebody else's roof, the person that the roof is belong to, because he's supposed to put a gate and he didn't put a gate. So you do hate that person, but not the one that is falling.
Yes, so that's what exactly the direction here is. He was supposed to fall from somebody's roof from the 6th day after creation. So now, Tautan says, you have to put a put a protection on your rope. Why? That this thing would not happen to you. So what does that mean? So that means the expectation that Torah has from you, that you have to protect yourself. In what way? That you would not fall in such a terrible circumstances that you be blamed for, right?
Yes.
So that means you have to think twice that whatever that you might get in trouble to, so then you would not cause something that would be drastic later. That's what the message here is. But here you think, no, I do anything I want, I take action anything I want, but you're not making a protection for yourself because you feel, I have to do it. I have to, you know, take an action. But here it says, no, that's not how it works. Ribono Shel Olam planned it. So now, if you're going against someone and trying to be disruptive, so that means you're going against Hashem. It's not that you're fighting with whoever. You're fighting with Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.